Here we go.
Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to, this is Ty Jones, and this is the Voice of the People. Welcome. This is our first inaugural. I'm going to use that word, infamous word from Mr. Daryl McKeever. I love his verbiage on his magazine. Inaugural show for the Voice of the People. I'm your host, Ty Jones. With me tonight, we have Daryl McKeever, who's author, motivational speaker, writer. He lives in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He's the creator of Ruth Magazine. It's a quarterly magazine, an online magazine, and I am glad to have him as my guest. We also have tonight Gayla Rominger. Gayla's out of Chattanooga, Tennessee, and she is a life coach expert as well as a photographer, videographer, just a talented group of individuals. We will be discussing topics that these two talented individuals that are on my show tonight, how they started their platforms of what they do, and also what inspired them to do what they do. So thank you, Daryl and Gayla, for being on the show.
You're very welcome.
Hey, you're very welcome, Ty.
Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to start with Daryl, and I want you to just give me, I want to know what's going on with your Ruth Magazine and how you got it started, just so you can give the listeners an understanding of your platform.
Sure, Ty. Well, Ruth Magazine is coming. It's coming soon. We're going to have our inaugural issue blast off in this fall. So we're saying in a few weeks, and that's a really exciting thing. The magazine is, I guess you could say, it started out as just an idea or a gift to the different women and people that follow me and read my writings and listen to my recordings. It was just a couple of years ago, I did the book Sick and Tired of Sick and Tired. And when I did that book, I did that as a reflection of our African-American community, you know, really nationwide. And
okay.
If we say that 70% of the homes are run by women, then it's really important to hold on to that and see the reality. So if 70% of the homes, and that's really a low statistic, it really should be 75 or 80% of the homes are run by women. We have to make sure that we empower, encourage, and educate those women, those leaders, the very best way we can, so that they can lead that community. And so that's where the fuel really started. And I wrote that first book and created an audience. And from there, things just evolved. And so one day someone suggested, well, listen, why don't you create a magazine for your listeners? And I said, all right. And here
we
are.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to take one brief moment. I see I have two callers calling in. Hold on one second, guys, and now we'll introduce Gayla. Hello, you're on the air with, this is Ty Jones, the Talk of the People. Who am I speaking with? Hello, caller. Okay, we'll come back to that caller. Hello, this is Ty Jones with the Voice of the People, and who am I speaking with?
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
Oh, well, I didn't realize I was supposed to speak. I'm fine. I was calling to listen in.
I know that voice. I know that voice. and that person can't get away, Ty, if you don't mind. That's one of the writers from our staff at Ruth Magazine. That's Marion Holt.
Well,
who is a housing expert, and I'm very glad that we have her. And
okay.
Who knows, she may get a chance to say a few things to you, Ty, about her contribution.
What's your name, hon?
My name is Marianne Holt.
Hi, good evening, Ms. Holt. Thank you for calling in and supporting the show. Thank you for being a part of Ruth Magazine. It's such a wonderful movement. I will speak with you momentarily, if you just give me one brief moment. I also wanted to bring in Gayla Rominger. She's also here with us on the show. Gayla is a life coach expert out of Chattanooga, Tennessee. She's here with us right now on the talk show. This is Ty Jones, the voice of the people. So, Gayla, welcome as well to our show.
Thank you, Ty. As you know, today we face all kinds of challenges, so I think that most definitely life coaches, that's kind of been my direction in the last probably 15 years, is, you know, we have to plan our life, because now it's like we have to pull different ways to get what we need in the workplace, in the home place, and, you know, in our lifestyle or whatever we may be stepping into, college. Like Daryl's magazine's about, those are all life plans, life coaching, life experiences that we all have those challenges today. And we all need help. We all need to hold each other's hands through this. It's very important.
That's absolutely right. We have another caller calling in. I'm so thankful to have all of the participation. And you are live with Ty Jones, the voice of the people. Who am I speaking with? Hello, caller. Hello. Okay, I have someone calling area code 856-308-5143. If you could call me back, you're here with us live. This is Ty Jones, the voice of the people. I'd like to hear from you. Just call us back, please. Okay, so back to Daryl. Daryl, you are on board with us tonight. We're getting some insight from you. You are a motivational speaker, and your platform is a wonderful platform. Want to hear from you, and also a little bit more about our other staff writer of Ruth Magazine, since the focus is about Ruth Magazine and what inspired you to create this. So I also want to give a chance for our other young lady that is a part of Ruth Magazine. Your name again, and tell me, what is it that you do with Ruth Magazine, if you don't mind me asking?
Are you Marianne Hold? Are you asking me the question?
Yes, Miss Marianne.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, I spoke with Daryl, and he told me about the magazine that he was putting together, and my background is in mortgage lending and personal financial literacy. So when he told me about the magazine, I thought it would be a great idea to share some experiences that I had and teach women about how to improve their credit and how to prepare a spending plan. And if they want to buy a home, teach them how to purchase a home properly. And so that's my background, and I decided that was the kind of information I wanted to offer. So the articles that I write for Ruth are mainly, you know, it deals with my experiences building my own credit, learning how to get a healthy attitude towards my spending and learning how to properly purchase homes. And I talk about not only my successes, but also the things that I didn't do right to help someone else to avoid those pitfalls.
That's actually, I love the way you put that, because life experiences do teach us what we should and should not do, and we learn from those. And so it's great to hear that you are being a great guy and a great addition to the magazine by teaching people and empowering them with your information. So I definitely appreciate that, and I welcome you.
Thank you.
Okay, Daryl, I want to get back to Daryl McKeever. He's my guest tonight, along with Gayla Rominger. And Daryl, we are talking tonight about Ruth Magazine, and more from you, Daryl. Give us more insight about all of the things you're involved in and how you got your start.
Well, you know, I'm just sitting back listening and actually smiling, because really what the magazine is about is just energy and positivity and empowerment. And I mean, you're getting callers in who are part of this movement, and you used the word first. Gayla, who we've met and talked, Gayla has decided to become part of this movement, of this magazine. Marianne is part of this movement, and it's just becoming a great team of very positive women that want to move, just move their contribution forward, move their encouragement forward. And so I really get a chance to just really sit back and watch the ship go, and I'm enjoying that, very much enjoying that. Some great people.
I like that. You're listening to Ty Jones. This is the voice of the people. You can log in to blogtalkradio.com / Ty Jones, the voice, to hear us now. Or you can click on your links on Facebook and Twitter for those that are hearing us. And we are talking to Daryl McKeever, Gayla Rominger, and Miss Mary Ann, who is also one of the staff writers for Ruth Magazine. We have another caller that's called in, 856-308-5143. Caller, are you there?
I am here, Ty. How are you?
Great. And who am I speaking with?
This is Shay Thompson. I am one of the writers of Ruth Magazine.
All right. Great. At the staff.
Hello. Hello. How is everybody?
Good.
Oh, we're great.
This feels
we're great.
Good.
This is definitely like a homegoing family reunion right now. So welcome, Shay. I'm glad to actually get to hear your voice.
Yes,
and,
good to be heard now.
This is what it's all about. This is the voice of the people. So I am so excited to hear the voices of my people tonight. Thank you all for supporting Mr. McKeever. Daryl is someone that I just was so inspired and very intrigued to meet. And just because of the power of Facebook, we met through Facebook, and I was intrigued to wanting to know more about what he does. And this is, lo and behold, the result of just connecting with each other. And he just empowered me to want to even create this show. So I'm very thankful for all that are listening. And I want to really touch into, Daryl, why this platform, because it seems like your platform is a lot to do with a lot of women, and all of these women are coming together in a united front, and we're making things happen. And so I really want the listeners to hear more about what's going on with Ruth Magazine. What can they expect to hear and see and read about? Where can they find this information, if you don't mind sharing?
No, I don't mind sharing at all. I started off by saying the fun part, and I'll come back to that in a brief moment. Ruth Magazine is a spiritually based magazine. That's how it started off. And so it gives a chance for a reader to connect with a spiritual side of themselves. The stories are featured on women who have gone through a struggle, but their spirituality has helped them to reach the top. But it's a fun magazine, and you can tell that from the energy of the people who are involved, Mary Ann and Shay and Gayla and yourself. It's a fun magazine, and in the mag, there's fashion, there's cosmetics, there's food, there is giveaways, there are all those kinds of, there's fitness, there are all those kinds of things, but then there are some very sincere and compelling stories and testimonials of women that have gone through a struggle and have been able to succeed and win due to their spirituality. RuthMagazine.com is the website of the mag. At this time, you can go to that website. You can find me. I'm very, very accessible. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook as Ruth Magazine. Twitter is Ruth Magazine. You can easily find me as Daryl McKeever on Facebook and Daryl McKeever on Twitter. And so it's out there. Like I said, the ship is rolling, and I'm just watching you ladies just rev the motor up.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. I see we have another caller that called in. and I want to hear from you. Caller, are you there?
I am.
215-884-1102.
And that's actually me. That's Mary Ann.
But I think I know that voice, though, that
Mary
caller. I think I know that voice. I think they belong
and then
to
we
our
have,
staff.
Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Hi, hello.
Everyone's here.
Janelle.
And I can hear you.
Hello, everyone. I'm Janelle Harvey.
Hello.
Hi.
I know that young woman.
Yes. An additional staff writer.
Yes.
I would like to thank Daryl for inviting me to be a part of this movement as well.
Hey,
okay.
Janelle, you're so welcome.
Thank
and
you.
And Janelle, what is it that you are doing? Janelle, if you don't mind sharing with our listeners, what is your position with the magazine? What's your focus? What will you be doing?
As a staff writer, my position would be helping to conduct interviews with, you know, young women that Daryl, I, and other staff writers, connect with, and we create articles based on maybe experiences, typically unpleasant experiences that they have been through in their past that they were able to become resilient from. Mm.
Okay.
That sounds good.
I like that.
Yeah.
That sounds wonderful.
You know,
so you are really...
Janelle's holding out on you, Ty. She happens to,
what
she came to me as a very talented poet and creative person. And so
okay.
she's got some other things to offer as well.
Yeah, so my
really?
Am a poet as well. Yes. Been writing since I was 13. I'm 25 now. And I'm gradually trying to venture out into performing, but that's a project in itself.
That's interesting. So how long have you been writing?
12 years now, since I was 13, but most of my work from November 2013 until now. When
okay.
I found the group,
okay.
yes, I found a group called the Family Poetry Collective that I was introduced to and became a part of their family as well.
Well, that's actually wonderful. I'm so happy to have everyone on the show. Again, this is Ty Jones. We are talking to Daryl McKeever and Gayla Rominger, along with now some of our welcome guests, which are also a part of Ruth Magazine, staff writers. Thank you all for being a part of the show. I want to get back to Daryl and Gayla and want to ask you all, and I will ask you separately and then for you to answer, your motivational speaking, Daryl, how long have you been doing that, and what inspired you to get started in that realm?
Well, I've been out speaking, I'd say, for the past 10 years, and I had a very different start. I started off speaking in the areas of health and wellness because I thought it was very important to that people of lower income needed to know that they also could have great lives, healthy eating, and just better all well-being. And so I spoke on strategies that those people could take, that the lower income citizens could take to better themselves. And I did at that time I did a work called A New and Better You. And so things just kind of transformed. So I started off in health and fitness, and now here I am in women's empowerment. And so there's been quite a turn, but that's what life is about, different changes and turns.
Right, that's true. And you're absolutely right, because in order to gain experience in life, unfortunately, you do have to go through certain different changes and turns to build up experience in your life. Your test becomes your testimony. I will testify to that. And so thank you for sharing that. And Gayla is also with us tonight. Gayla is also a part of this movement with Ruth Magazine. She's well-versed with photography and videography. Gayla also is a life coach expert. So, Gayla, what inspired you and got you started in wanting to become a life coach expert?
Well, I started out as a makeup artist in the mid-'80s and toured with Kenny Rogers and did different makeup gigs and in the film industry. And everybody that sat down in my chair, I began to be a soundboard. So it started then, and I decided, well, I guess I should get the life coaching license and get the certification and go from there. And I have, and I've had that for the last 15 years. And actually, it's helped me in my own life to understand people better. And, you know, it takes a our journey in life is so important. And our journey, every negative has a positive twist to it. And that's so important to remember and know. And I think that's what's so wonderful about Daryl's magazine. It's allowing that to happen. It's putting not a negative energy in there. It's all positive. And everybody helping each other. And that's what the world's about, most definitely, is everybody helping each other. My deal is to give back. I'm a very, okay. I listen a lot, and I think that all the answers are within us, and if people ask us the right questions, we'll find the answers, and we have to ask our own self the questions.
You're absolutely right. I like the way you put that. The answers are within yourself. I'm going to take a second, and I want to talk to some of my the people that called in, because I want to be able to, this is live, but we're also, I want to share and save your names so that way I can address you all correctly. So my caller, that's area code 423-313-8567. Your name is? Hello? Have people on the air. I'm trying to get area code 262-267-266-2646. Who is that?
Janelle.
Could you spell your name for me, hon?
J-A.
Okay.
N is in Nancy.
Okay.
E-L-L-E.
Okay, Janelle. And Janelle, what's your last name, hon?
Harvey, like Steve.
Gotcha. Just wanted to see. I want to keep you in my database and be able to address you correctly. And then caller with area code 215-884-1102. Could you tell me your name, please?
Marianne Holt.
That's a Marianne. You have a. You ever done radio before, Marianne?
No. People ask me that all the time.
You definitely have a voice, Miss Hall, I just want to say. And then area code 856-308-5143, you are?
Hi, I'm Shay Thompson.
Miss Thompson, okay. I am keeping everybody's, this is new for me, guys, so just share with me. I am learning to host an online radio show. Ty Jones here does have a background in commercial radio. I've worked for Radio 1 in Raleigh-Durham for Foxy 107-104. And also I've done college radio. That's where I got my start in radio at Virginia State University. And majored in English, minored in mass communications. It was an on-air announcer, and that's how I got the start. So I love, Daryl, that you are doing also you do a movement, and I wanted to talk about that movement. It's a non-for-profit organization that you did you create that, and it's helping to inspire other women that have talent to tap into these talents. Am I right, Daryl?
You are right, Ty. The Colorful Dream Project. Yes, indeed.
Okay.
The Colorful Dream Project allows women to really have a second chance,
Great.
At things that may have gone by, dreams that may have passed them by, and create opportunities in skill development, in entrepreneurship, first-time home buying, credit repair, journalism, photography, graphic design. So we're rolling. We're rolling. Looking for always looking for qualified coaches and mentors, women that want to better themselves and take a higher step. Yes, the Colorful Dream Project.
Okay, and Daryl, the Colorful Dream Project, how long has that been up and running, or is it something that's brand new?
I consider it brand new. I mean, the project has been running, let's say, for a six-month period of time, but that's brand
okay.
new.
Okay.
So
okay.
here we
okay.
are trying to create momentum and direction, and again, letting the chips fall where they may, and letting creativity take its root, and that's what's going on, and that's been the fantastic part about this. There are so many different ideas that we pass by if you close your eyes. So I try to keep my eyes wide open.
No, I love that, and it's very important to keep your eyes wide open in today's world nowadays, especially in this world we're living in. It's a harsh reality, but you have to, even as a motivational speaker, Daryl, even as a life coach expert, Gayla, I say these things to you to ask, even in the type of work you do, it can be very taxing on the emotions and sometimes mentally draining. So I can only imagine the walks of life that you've come across, and how has that been taxing on you as a person, because you are still human, you know. So, Gayla, I'll start with you on that. Being a life coach expert, how has does it affect you sometimes? You've got to take a break.
Oh, of course.
Take a step back. Okay.
Of course. And I do that through working out and running and weightlifting and trying to be healthy as I can, and eat right. That's exactly how I deal with it. And a lot of prayers. A lot of prayers.
And prayers are very important.
Yes.
Yes.
Prayers
are
very
important.
It is.
Yeah. I can
yes,
see all. I think the callers that call in, I thank you all. And I wanted to ask Miss Mary Hall.
Yes.
Miss Mary, where are you? Where do you reside, if you don't mind me asking?
Elkins Park, Pennsylvania.
You're in Pennsylvania as well?
Yes.
Okay. And your platform on, you do say that you're sharing and inspiring other people in regards to the profession that you do. So how, what you do, how has that inspired others? Has anyone ever come to you and tell you, thank you for doing this for me because of your efforts, I've done A, B, C, and D? Could you share that with me right now?
Oh, that's a great question. I was actually sitting, somehow I knew you were going to ask me something like that. So
okay.
I was thinking of an example. It really blesses my soul so much to know that I've had customers who have come to see me, and I have actually helped them build their credit, learn how to manage their money, actually dream of home purchase for the first time, take them by the hand for an entire year, and get them to the point where they bought their first home. You know, so I've had many occasions like that, and I've been invited to housewarmings because of it. So it's been a great experience. And not only do I teach them how to manage their own money, but I teach them how to teach their children to manage their own money. So, you know, to manage their allowances. So I want to believe that in some way I have inspired a generation of people to now start handling money differently, having a better understanding and an appreciation for credit and paying your bills on time.
Oh, and that, you know what, that's actually such an important tool to have, Ms. Holt, is learning how to manage money, because that is so important for us nowadays to manage money, because sometimes
you know, mismanagement of money can affect not only your life, but if you're married, you know, it can affect your entire family's life just by mismanaging your money. So,
I mean, and it can affect, yeah, it can affect your children, and it's a vicious cycle that goes on and on and on, you know, so,
yeah. Now, Shay Thompson, Shay, you're calling out of New Jersey, am I right?
That's correct.
All right. And Shay, can you tell our listeners what is it, tell, just remind the listeners your platform and what you do and what inspired you to want to be a part of Ruth Magazine?
Well, Dow approached me in regards to possibly being a staff writer for Ruth Magazine. And once he gave me a little bit of backdrop about what the project was going to entail, I was hooked. I write from a component where I write your life story. So a lot of times people feel as though nobody understands what I'm going through, or I want my story told, but I don't know how to do it, and I can bring life to that through words.
That's great. So, Shay, what is your background? Could you share with our listeners so they know a little bit more about Ms. Shay Thompson and why Ms. Shay Thompson is Ms. Shay Thompson? So what is it that you what is it that you do?
I actually work for an ocular oncologist in Philadelphia. I'm on the southern part of Jersey, and I deal with patients that have eye cancer. So I'm always connected to people day-to-day, giving them inspiration, giving them encouragement, listening, being that ear, that shoulder to cry on. I've always had a niche to want to deal with people and interact with them. So it was kind of like a blessing in disguise when I got hired to do that 8 years ago.
that's
pretty much what I do. You know, it's like, it's for some people they'll say it's a job, but for me, it's life. You never know who you're going to encounter. That one smile that could maybe cheer someone up or save their life that day, you just never know what the next person's going through. You know, you've got to be prayerful and positive. And, you know, my mom used to always say, hit your wagon to a star. And
that's
what I found in Ruth Magazine.
I love that. Thank you for that. And the focus tonight is on Ruth Magazine. We're speaking with Editor-in-Chief Daryl McKeever. He's outside of Pennsylvania. We also have Gayla Rominger, life coach expert out of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. We also have our guests on the panel, Janelle Harvey out of PA. We've got Miss Mary Holt, who's in PA, and Shay Thompson out of Jersey. I'm going to allow Daryl to have the floor again. Daryl, thank you for being here, and Gayla as well. And I just wanted, Daryl, for you to share some more about your platform and how you just, you really are doing your thing, and it's very impressive to me how you got all these beautiful women following you.
Well, you know, I'm a lucky, very, very
talker.
Lucky man. what I was just thinking was that they kind of explained the platform, because you have these fantastic women, all with different backgrounds, that have come together to create this one body of work. And so it's been really exciting and nice listening to them as they tell their different stories, from Janelle, who's a performing poet, and Gayla, who is a life coach, and you have Shay, who works in oncology, and Marianne, who has been working in housing. But they all have talents in the areas of writing. They failed to share with you some of their journalism experience because they all have it, and they're bringing that expertise to the magazine. And I'm also very excited about Gayla's contribution to the magazine as well. She hasn't spoken much about that, and you know, I would like for her to, because she's not in Pennsylvania or New Jersey like some of the other women. And so they weren't aware that they had a teammate that was so far away, but they do.
Yeah.
And so
that's the beauty of technology.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Gayla, you're based in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and Gayla is also, yes, part of this movement. Gayla, why don't you share with our listeners and the beautiful women of Ruth Magazine, what is going to be your contribution?
My contribution is going to be photography videos. I want to help out with that in that area. And also life coaching, anything I can do in that area as well. Because we all know that, you know, life is tough, and we have to help each other, and we have to give, and to stay positive and strong. And it takes a village of people.
Yeah, really
so
does.
I'm on board with that.
Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna pull teeth at Gayla, and I guess it's because a little birdie told me, and I'm gonna try to. Pretty much I'm going to lead into what Daryl was discussing about Gayla being part of the team, because I sat in on a conference call with Gayla and Daryl last night, and Daryl was inspired to ask Gayla to create a video for his non-for-profit organization. Am I right, Daryl?
Yes. Yes, indeed. Gayla is a fantastic videographer, and man, hey, the world needs to see her work. So, you know, go ahead. This is part of the team. Go ahead, team member. Tell the people all about it.
Well, what we're going to do basically is we're putting together a video, and we're going to do it across. We have a bridge here in Chattanooga, and actually it's an old bridge that my great-great-grandfather helped build, a Frenchman. And he built that in Chattanooga, Tennessee. It's called the Market Street Bridge. And Ty is going to be coming across the bridge. And I'm going to photograph her, well, not photograph her, excuse me, video her, coming across the bridge and talking about the empowerment of women. And then we're going to have like an interview with different women. So in that coming across the bridge, it's going to kind of be called Bridging the Gap there.
Wow.
So.
Okay.
That's kind of a little empowerment that we want there. And then the interviews with the four women that we are going to choose are going to be anywhere from, you know, they're reinventing their life, their dream come true. One lady was abused, and she now owns her own beauty salon. And in that, she's a massage therapist with her team. And she,
she also versed in Reiki? She specializes in Reiki
as well.
Yes,
she's in Reiki, a very spiritual woman, and she paints beautiful spiritual pictures. And Sarah basically was, very beat up very bad by an ex-husband. So it's her story's pretty incredible. She had to have plastic surgery. She was beat so bad in her face.
Oh, wow.
So she is really, she's amazing. And she's very spiritual, and you can just feel it when you talk to her. She's given me lots of massages, and it's absolutely wonderful. You can feel she's good at it. You can feel the great energy.
I like what I'm hearing from everyone, because the beauty about all of this, and this is what I continue to hear throughout this entire discussion, is that this is a faith thing. This is a lifestyle about your faith and exercising your faith. And I really love that I hear this from everyone. Thank you, Shay. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Gayla and Janelle. And thank you, Daryl. You are listening to the voice of the people. This is your host, Ty Jones. You can catch Daryl. You can find him on Facebook under Daryl McKeever. Is that right, Daryl?
Yeah, that's absolutely right, Ty. If someone really wants to email me, they can email me at Daryl@RuthMagazine or simply DarylMcKeever@Yahoo.com. The old basic Yahoo. So I'm here. I'm not going anywhere.
I like that. You better not go anywhere. You got too many women now. You
gotta
be accountable for everybody. So I think too many women are coming after you if you do disappear. We also have, we'll find you. I got ways. There we also have Miss Janelle Harvey. Janelle, how can people find you? Where can they find you besides Ruth Magazine?
my email, J, the initial J in my last name, 8959@gmail.com. Also, as Janelle T. Harvey on Facebook. I'm on Twitter and Instagram as well with the same name. I don't know how to use those much yet.
Okay.
But they're there.
Okay. I like that. So, and Mrs. Holt, how can they find you?
Well, I'm also an entrepreneur, so they can actually go on my website, www.fhacondoreview.com, or they can email me at msmholt, and that's M as in Mary, S as in Sam, M as in Mary, Holt, H-O-L-T, at yahoo.com.
Great, great. And then Ms. Shay Thompson, how can our listeners find you?
They can reach me through contact email through RuthMagazine.com, or they can find me on Facebook under Shay Turner Thompson, or they can email me at LadyShay@Hotmail.com, and it's LadeeSHay@Hotmail.com.
Great. Thank you so much, Shay, Mary, Janelle.
You know, Ty, not to cut you off, but all of their contact information people can find right on RuthMagazine.com. If they go to the writing staff page, all those ladies' info is right there. So,
yeah, that makes it easier.
That does make it easy, but I just want, this is a virtual world where we have people actually listening to us tonight, and I just wanted the ladies to give their platform. I want to really acknowledge everyone that's here. I'm so appreciative of my guests, Daryl McKeever and Gayla, for being a part of this show and actually giving back to your community in different ways is what impresses me. I also want to thank Janelle, Mary, and Shay for calling in tonight and being a part of our show. You guys are very, very much appreciative by Ms. Jones over here. I thank you all for showing your support and showing your love. And
I just wanted to
express my gratitude to you ladies, because I think sometimes in life, as a woman, we sometimes don't love ourselves internally to want to know how to give love back. And so I thank God for using me as a voice, showing me how to love myself to give love back to others. So that's what I wanted to share with you all tonight, to thank you for being a part of this.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. And so, Daryl, let's get back to some of the topics at hand, and we're going to be coming to a close very soon, but I really wanted you to share with our listeners, give us some insight and some input more on, you know, your platform. I see that you're also an author and a writer, and you have some very positive things going on. I've watched some of your YouTube motivational speaking tools and in introductions, and I like what I hear. So can you share a little bit about that?
Sure. Sure, people can find me on YouTube just by, you know, looking for Daryl McKeever. And there are some, as Ty just spoke, some inspirational things, some messages on navigating through different problems, navigating through different situations with personal relationships. The book, Sick and Tired of Sick and Tired, is out there. It's available for people. Also, my last work, Women of Faith, A Different Perspective, is very, very interesting work, taking biblical characters from the past and equating them to our women of 2014. And that has inspired, that really has inspired many women. I am glad that work has had, you know, some imprint. But that's also available. DarylMcKeever.com, they can go there and find out more about those particular works. And just trying to keep it going. The more Ty Joneses I have in my life, the better I'm floating along.
Amen to that. Thank you for saying that. I'm very appreciative of that. This has been such a inspiration to myself. Daryl, you don't even realize how God is using you and he's used you in such a mighty way to actually plant the seed for me to want to even dig deep within myself to be a voice that is used and the platform that I'm having tonight to just give back to people and let them know that you have strengths and talents and they don't go unrecognized, and that's what our show is about. I want to pull from the listeners and get others' feedback, but also really use this to talk to other individuals and tell the world what they're doing, because your talent should not go unrecognized. They should not. They should not. So now, Daryl, when is the magazine, because when is the magazine actually going to start getting into rotation? Like, when is the actual date of it? Because I know I went onto the website and I looked at it, and it was like more to come. So could you share a little bit of that with us?
Yeah, we'll have things going up and really running between September 30th and Columbus Day. So it really is a fall issue, and that's fall time. It's time for a jacket, time for a sweater. Time to be off for work for Columbus Day, and a person can be able to curl up with their copy of Ruth Magazine
and fall into it.
Awesome.
Fall into it.
When you say, okay, because we are falling into fall, so curl up into it, is there going to be an actual paper magazine that people can touch and feel, or is it just specifically online?
No, there's going to be a paper magazine which you can touch and feel, and you'll be able to order it online be able to read it online as a download, because, you know, that's how the literary world is working today. People like downloads so they can put on their tablets and read on their phones and, you know, those sort of things. So it will be available as a download. It will be available as a paper magazine, and hopefully, with all our fingers crossed, and a whole lot of amens, you'll be able to purchase it in select bookstores as well. That would be just a wonderful thing, and I'm anticipating that to happen. So
that's impressive. So could you give our listeners a list of some of the individuals besides Ms. Janelle, Mary and Shay, and Gayla? Who else is involved with Ruth Magazine?
Sure. The fitness front is real strong. Ms. Allison Tibbs, who's on the West Coast, she's a tremendous fitness expert. Ms. Angel Hunter, who's here on the East Coast, two fabulous fitness people. Also, we have Mia Moore, who's a cosmetologist here in Philly. Laura Ellis, who is a hair and skin person. Mr. Martin, I was hoping Martin was going to call tonight. He is a tremendous weight loss expert. I mean, we have quite a roster of experts that are sharing.
Okay.
Yes.
Nice. And so, I'm not trying to sound redundant, and I'm also not trying to undermine you, your intelligence. But for some people out here in radio world or internet world, could you share what is quarterly mean? Could you break that down for some of our listeners?
Sure.
Just for
no, that's not a bad question. Right.
Yeah.
Every season, there should be a copy of Ruth Magazine every 4 months, the four quarters of the year. So we'll start with the fall, and then we'll have another one in the winter when it's snow on the ground. You'll be able to have a Ruth Magazine. Springtime, when we're ready to break out into some new clothing, Ruth Magazine. And in the summer, when it's hot and sizzling, Ruth Magazine. So, that's, you know, that'll cover our entire year.
Nice. Okay. I like that. And also, are you planning any touring for the magazine? Are you going anywhere to have any signings? Are you doing any opening party events? What's happening?
Yeah, I mean, that's the goal. That is the goal, to make it alive, so that people can touch and feel and hear about. And so we'll start here in Philly And
okay.
We hope to move, hope to go. And
so that means that Gayla might just be able to get you to come down to Chattanooga, Tennessee, huh?
Man, I
yeah.
want to come to Tennessee and
oh,
taste
yeah.
some of the food and laugh with those people. Yeah, because
okay.
I think there's someone named Nana, and she's a real good cook.
Yeah, she is.
Oh, yeah. Did you say Nana?
Yes, is that her name?
Yes.
Nana?
Yes. Well, Charlotte.
Everybody's
Nana.
Charlotte Rominger is a.k.a. Nana. And,
right.
She's also a beautiful spirit. I've had a great time of meeting Miss Charlotte. She's well-versed with culinary skills, and she's done catering. She's also, her background is in makeup artistry and hairstyling, and she does sewing. Such a talented woman, and she's a young, in her 70s, looking like she's still in her 50s. She's such a beautiful spirit. So I'm pretty sure that Tennessee would love to have Ruth Magazine come and do a promotional party. That I think that would be great.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, absolutely.
So I'm just
welcome.
The seeds for you people. So y'all have some food for thought on what to do next on that. So this is Ty Jones, and this is the voice of the people. We're talking to De'Ara McKeever tonight, along with Gayla Rominger, life coach expert. And we also have, thank you for our guests, Mary, Shay, and Janelle, that have called in. They're part of our show this evening. I've got about 9 minutes left to my show, so I just wanted to hear from Gayla. Gayla, I would like for you to also give some more input on your life coaching skills and what are you going to bring to the table with Ruth Magazine and some of the things that you're doing now.
Well, I think that most definitely what I'm going to put to the magazine is the positive spin, which it already has. And I want to be able to pay it forward, and I think that's what we all are achieving here, and Daryl's achieving is paying it forward, being able to help people move on with their lives, create a new beginning, and to be able to make a beautiful journey going through life without stress and worries, and being able to live life and live it spiritually and healthy. And that's total, in a nutshell.
Right.
Great. So, Gayla, with your expertise in photography, so are we going to be seeing things that you capture that you will be adding to the magazine?
Yes, most definitely. And you can go to my website as well. It's called Rominger, Rominger, photography, all lowercase, .com.
Okay. So you can find you also
on Facebook
as well.
Mm-hmm. Sure can.
If they look you up on Facebook, it's G-A-Y-L-A, Gayla, and then Rominger, R-O-M-I-N-G-E-R is the
correct
last name. They can find you. Okay, that's good.
Yep.
I want to thank everyone for being a part of this show tonight. And, Daryl, I just want to also allow you to give me some more insight on what you're doing with the magazine and what you're doing with yourself at the very moment. Just share with our listeners before we end, what else would you like them to know? I'll give you the floor.
Well, just to throw out there again, the last work that I did, an audiobook, Women of Faith, it is a great, I'm saying it's great. The only reason I say that, because of the reaction that it has gotten. It is four brief lessons about equating our women of the past, encouraging our women of 2014. And just listening to our women tonight talking, all the women on our staff are women of faith. They're all women of great faith, great positivity, great positive energy. And so it just coincides with the work that I'm doing at this moment. The last audiobook is Women of Faith, and there's been a resurgence of life in Sick and Tired of Sick and Tired. And so please, people, feel free to go and research both of those items and get them. I always enjoy feedback about them, and just feel free to communicate with me what you feel, what you've read, or what you've heard. So.
I like that. I like that. So thank you so much, Daryl. Daryl McKeever. Daryl, you're out of Pennsylvania.
Yes.
And
yes.
Daryl, you
yes.
studied at Rutgers. What did you study at Rutgers, if you don't mind me asking? What was your concentration?
I don't mind. Yes, I am an alumnus of Rutgers University, a Scarlet Knight, and I studied
uh-huh.
psychology during those days.
Okay, so your background in psychology is also one of the vessels that God is using that inspired you and pushed you to become that author and motivational speaker, am I right?
I would say, I'm not trying to be funny, but I would say I get more inspiration from the energy of the people I meet, like all the women that are on this staff, as opposed to anything that I may have learned in the classroom many years ago. It's been great, like a whirlwind. The women on this staff are tremendously encouraging, and they have come together like a team, and it's been a real strange thing. Everyone kind of pitches in, and no one minds doing a little bit extra. Everybody's excited to get involved, and it's happening. Ladies are making it happen.
I like that. I like that. And it's very interestingly enough that you are a man that is standing alone with a whole crew of women, I see. With the exception, there is one gentleman that is on staff. If you could tell me his name again, that's a part
yes,
of the
yes, Martin Bradley. I had forgotten his last name a few moments ago, but Martin, yes, he's one of our fitness experts.
Okay, Mr. Martin. So with the exception of Martin, it seems like the entire staff is just a woman, is all women. All women
yes.
and all
yes.
women of faith. I like that you said that. So the concentration for this magazine is to help promote and empower and allow others to learn from all of these talented women that you've recruited. Am I right?
Yes, it is. But, you know, that's not by design saying, I mean, many people create projects saying for women, by women. But mm-hmm. this project is about four women from positive people. Regardless of who you are, how you are, what you are, if you have something positive and powerful to contribute, Ruth Magazine wants you to be part. It just so happens that most of our staff is female, but it's hey, if you got something that you want to give, come on and give it.
Yes. Okay, I like that. I like that. So thank you. Thank you, Daryl, and thank you, Gayla. I also want to thank my callers that called in tonight, Janelle Harvey and Mary Holt and Jay Thompson. All of these talented women are a part of Ruth Magazine. You can find their information when you log on to www.ruthmagazine.com. You can find out all of these women's backgrounds and how to get in touch with them. Everyone is pretty much on Facebook. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very good. And I want to thank all of you for calling in tonight. I thank you all for being a part of this show. I thank you, Daryl, for allowing me to interview you tonight, and as well as Gayla. And it's so exciting to hear about Ruth Magazine. I look forward to reading it and subscribing to it, also writing for the magazine. And I'm really asking you tonight, Daryl, I would like for you to come back on the show and be another guest, and we'll discuss some more things on this round table, if you don't mind.
Most definitely. That'll be a pleasure.
Okay. Well, I thank you. Well, I thank everyone. Tonight's show was inspired by Daryl McKeever. He is the editor-in-chief of Ruth Magazine. You can find Daryl on Daryl, please let everyone know where they can find you just once more.
Yes, not a problem. DarylMcKeever.com. You can find me, RuthMagazine.com. You can reach me, DarylMcKeever@Yahoo.com. So
very good.
I'm there, Facebook or Twitter. You can find me.
Okay. Well, I'll be looking forward to reading the magazine, Daryl. Thank you, Daryl. Thank you, Gayla. Gayla, where they
Thank
can
you.
Find you once more before we end the show? Where can they
you can
find? Where can I?
You can find me at Rominger Photography, and that's lowercase R-O-M-I-N-G-E-R photography.com, and on Facebook. Thank you,
okay.
Ty, so much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
And Daryl,
thank you,
and thank you, staff.
Thank you.
Oh, definitely.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, ladies. I want to give everybody such a big, big, huge kiss. You guys are so beautiful.
Thank you, Ty.
So beautiful. Thank you so much. I love you all. Thank you just for coming on my show tonight and being a part of it. God is really blessing all of you ladies with all of these wonderful gifts, and I've just been so inspired. Really have blessed my mind tonight and given me such a beautiful vision of who you are, and I'm so glad to be a part of your team. So I thank you all for being a part of this show tonight.
Thank you, Ty.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You. Thank you. I appreciate you all. And this was our first episode. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We finished and we completed it. Ty Jones, and this is the voice of the people, and we are going to be sign off tonight. And thank you, Daryl, for being a part of me tonight.
Very welcome.
Good night, everybody.
Okay. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.